Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here. Welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Hope everybody is good. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic weekend and looking forward to a busy, successful, prosperous week ahead with lots of fun and hopefully results for you guys. Last week of March too, because we got our event this Thursday, the 1st of April, 8 PM UK time. Be sure to register for our free training event if you haven't done so yet, all about social media, prospecting and sales. www.thematrichardsonline.com/event, or you can click on my link in my bio on Instagram, or you can message me if you're on Facebook. So let's talk today about motivation and making sure that we are in alignment with what we want and how we want to live our lives. Because I think there's a lot of people now who are starting to understand the importance of goal setting and having dreams and ambitions. I mean, it's something I would say I've always done. You know, even as a kid, I always dreamed of being something. I mean, when I was in my martial arts, I always dreamed of being the best. I always set goals to go training for so many hours and lift so much weight and be able to do this in sparring and be able to do this skill and be able to do that. So I don't think goal setting was new to me. And I don't think goal setting is new to anybody, really. You know, even as kids, we say, you know, I want to be a spaceman. I want to be a princess. My daughter wants to be a show jumper or a vet. And, you know, my son's like, I want to be a fireman. I want to drive a tank. I want to do this. So I think dreams and goal setting is something that we do as a very, very young age. But the trouble is, as we get older, it's almost like we become too grown up for that stuff, you know, inverted commas over my head, is because we become too grown up. You know, stop daydreaming, you know, get real, wake up to the real world and all this type of stuff. You know, I remember getting clipped up at the back of the head saying, stop daydreaming, come on, focus on what's going on now. And it kind of slowly kills that goal setting and that dream side, you know, that part of us likes to imagine and dream things and get excited, kind of kills that after a period of time. So this is where now we want to sort of make sure that more and more people are becoming aware of the power of goal setting and, you know, having some dreams and ambitions. And I think in this industry, people generally do a very good job of that. I think everybody kind of knows what they want. Everybody kind of has a dream. Everybody has something they want to work towards, because why would they be getting up on a daily basis and working on an online business if they didn't? So the trouble is, I don't think the trouble is people don't have goals or don't have dreams. I think the trouble is people don't understand what it requires to achieve them. And this is where my Monday motivation is going to come from, because dreams are good and they're okay to have as long as you understand what it takes to work to get them. I think there's a lot of people now that I come up against, and I come across hundreds of people, and you know what, I can see them on Facebook, because I scroll through my newsfeed every day, I see hundreds of people who are in this position. People who think they're going somewhere, but they're stuck, because they've been trying the same thing for years that doesn't work, or they've been sort of turned up to all the events but not implementing the stuff, or they keep getting blinded by training that doesn't really move them forward. There's a lot of people that, if they're going online and say, for example, they want to earn like $5,000 a month, you'll have somebody like me saying, you know what, messaging 10 people is simply not enough. You need to be doing more. You need to be contacting more people. You need your own personal brand. You need to be reaching out to people. And that's me. And then there'll be other trainers out there that's like, hey, it's fine to suck. Hey, it's okay to feel like this. It's okay as long as you be positive. The mindset brigade, right? And I'm not going against mindset coaches or anything like that. I think it's a fantastic profession, and I think it's a very good skill to have. I wouldn't be where I am today without mindset. But I think there's a lot of people out there that try and make people feel positive about simply not doing enough. You know, to me, if your business isn't working, it's not a time to go and get more positive about the fact it's not working. It's a time to look at your business and think, right, I've been doing this for years. I've been doing the same stuff for years. I've got no results. So I must need to change something. Something has to change. I have to change my branding. I have to change my message. I have to change my action. I have to change where I'm applying myself. I have to look at my business in a strategic way and think, what adjustments do I need to make to get ahead? What you don't need to do is to buy yourself another planner, go through your goals and the 30 times and start feeling a bit more positive, because positivity doesn't mean action. You know, and I think this is where a lot of people get confused. I mean, yes, life is all about feeling good and feeling great, but life's also about going and achieving some goals and your ambitions as well. You know, that you will never live a fulfilled life if you don't achieve some of the things that you want to achieve. Or you'll just be one of them older people that you speak to that are like, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. I wish I did this. You know, you don't want to be that individual. So my message today is, yes, have dreams and have goals, but put a solid plan in place alongside it in order for you to achieve that. Don't be one of these people that just wants things. I want to be a six-figure earner. I want a nice car. I want a nice body. I want to be healthy. I want to do this. I want to take my kids places. The world is full of people that wants stuff. Everybody bloody wants something. It's money, time, freedom, to sack the boss, work for themselves, nice car, whatever. Everybody wants something. There's millions of people tonight that'll sit and watch a TV and say, oh, I want that. I want one of those. I want to go skydiving. I want to climb a mountain. I want to climb Mount Everest. I want to swim in the ocean. I want to go scuba diving. I want to... And you know what? Most of them won't even do it. So wants is something that comes or goes. Wants isn't even enough for you to get fired up and excited in the morning. Wants is just one of those things that you will just passively say from time to time. And everybody does it. Everybody at every level. I've been guilty of it. I'm still guilty of it in some areas of my life where I want to do that. Matt, have you got the plan in place? No. Well, what's the point in saying it then? And I don't want to sort of bring people down here today, or I don't want to sort of, you know, people to think the wrong way. I just want people to be realistic. You know, if you want to go and achieve something, there's a big difference between wanting it and desiring it, and something becoming a passion. So if you desire and something's a passion, you'll do whatever it takes. You know, I when I first started to you know, the area of being a coach, when I first stepped into the world and said, right, I'm a coach, the first 6 months was horrendous. I didn't have a single client. I didn't have any sales. And I was just literally doing a bit of affiliate work to make a bit of money. But it was grinding. I was doing lives. Nobody was watching. I was writing blogs. Nobody was reading. I was building a website. Nobody was visiting. I was doing all this stuff. I was writing emails. Nobody was reading. And it was all just work, 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 work. I had a little or no results to show for it. Why am I still here today? Because it was a passion. Even though nobody turned up to that live, I loved doing it. Even though nobody turned up to listen to my training, I loved putting it across. Even though nobody would read my posts, I still love typing them and putting together and learning myself and improving myself, going and getting coaching, coming back and improving my own game. I loved it. I was obsessed with it. And I think if you want to be successful in your business, you've got to become obsessed with what you do. And what I mean by that is building your brand, building your following, contacting people, reaching out to people. If you're one of these people that has to sort of kick your own backside numerous times just to go and send 10 messages, and then you think the answer to that is to go and feel more positive about the fact that you've only done 10, you're in like this big dream world. You know, when people come into network marketing and they start think everybody outside of network marketing is in a dream world, like in their jobs and stuff that they're not happy with, and sometimes it's like us against them. You know, whereas sometimes it's like, oh yeah, we're in the online industry. You guys aren't working for your own future. You guys aren't doing the work that's required. You're going to a job that you hate. Why would you do that? Why don't you come into network marketing and go and work the hours that you want and go and achieve what you want and have dreams and ambitions? Some of these people who are saying stuff like this are doing the exact same thing but in their online business. Because I could say to them, oh, you want to be a six-figure earner. You want a nice car. You want a nice mansion. Why the hell are you only messaging 10 people a day? Why don't you have a personal brand? Why don't you have a coach? Why aren't you doing any branding? Why aren't you doing anything different that you've been doing the last 2 years? So it's the exact same. Don't get caught up in this, you know, don't get blinded by nonsense. If you are dead serious about building a business, you have to be active. Not just in the action that you're taking, but in your planning and your execution of that plan. You know, or you can be one of these deluded people that will spend like 3 or 4 years in this industry, going nowhere, jumping company to company, still doing the same things that didn't work in the first company, and then wondering why it doesn't work. I've been doing this for years. Why doesn't it work? Why does nobody join my team? Well, maybe because you didn't take it serious enough. Because even if you absolutely suck at recruiting and selling, you can make up for that in hard work. You can make up for that in reaching out to more people. If you close 1 in 10 people, let's say you close 1 in 20 people, which isn't great, right? But 1 in 20 people. Let's say every 20 people that you speak to, you close 1 person. Not amazing, but not bad. Two ways to look at it. You can either just sort of, I'll just do 20 people and recruit 1 once a week. Or you could say, I'll tell you what, if it takes me 20 to recruit 1, I'll message 40 a day, get 2 recruits a day. By this time in 6 months' time, I'll be retired. I'll be out of work. I'll be full-time in this business. But some people just don't have that level of get up and go. Some people don't have that level of execution or passion or excitement in their business because they're just going through the motions and they need somebody else to tell them to be more positive about the action that they're not taking. So if you really, really want to make a success in your business and some success on the online market, number one, you need a goal. Start off with a goal, something you're aiming for. You know, is it a level? Is it an income? Is it somewhere you want to go? The second thing that you need is a plan on how to get there. If you can't do this yourself, you need to reach out to somebody that can put one in front of you. But a plan. Don't just say, I want to achieve this, achieve this, achieve this, achieve this, and then you just go back to doing the same shit that didn't give you any of those things in the first place. You know, if those things, you know, what you're doing today gives you what you're asking for, you would already be almost there, or you'd have already added it. If you're still absolutely nowhere near, then it's obvious what you're doing is wrong. It's as simple as that. If there's a piece of gold in my back garden, that is great if I have the plan to dig exactly where that gold is. It's not great if I dig like 10 foot to the left or 10 foot to the right or dig somewhere else, is it? Because even though I might be close, I'm still never going to get there. And it's the same scenario in business. People just take action, 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 but they're not taking the right action in the right places. So they're never going to find their goal. They're never going to find their freedom. They're never going to find their success because they're just doing the wrong stuff. So the second thing is you've got to find a plan. You've got to find, you know, somebody or something to help put a plan in front of you. You know, and this is what I've done with my clients numerous times. So many times clients have come to me and gone like, Matt, I'm earning a couple of grand a month. How do I step this up? I had a look at what they was doing. I was like, that's rubbish, that's rubbish, that's rubbish, that's rubbish. Get rid of all that stuff. Double down on the stuff that works. Get rid of pissing about with websites. Get rid of pissing about with all that stuff. Get rid of messing about with business pages if you're not going to be spending any money advertising. Double down on prospecting. Double down on contacting. Video call more people. Message more people. Run events for your team. Get some community going. Build a group. So all of a sudden then, damn, my income's gone up by a grand or two a month. Yeah, why? Because you're focusing in the same areas. Did you have to work harder to get there? No, not really. Because actually it's a lot easier than doing the stuff that isn't working. Because if you keep doing stuff that isn't working, it becomes demoralizing. You know, so sometimes with coaching training, it's not about implementing a new plan. It's just having a look at what you're doing, cutting the crap out and doubling down on the stuff that works. You know, so second thing, you need a plan. Third thing is, I believe you need some level of support. A coach, a trainer, or somebody that can help to keep you on track. Me, I'm the same as you guys. I'm the same as anybody listening to this. Some days you don't feel like it. Some days you don't feel fired up. Now, the good thing is about me, because I've got thousands of people that rely on me on a daily basis, you guys keep me motivated. You guys are like my coach. You know, because the days I don't feel like it, I log into my group, see thousands of people waiting for their content. I see hundreds of people online. I'm like, I need to show up today. Whether I like it or not, I need to show up. I feel like, you know, like a bit like a fireman. You know, if you feel like crap, you got a headache, you still need to go and do your work. You still need to go and pull people out of a burning building. You still need to go and do something cool. Now, I'm not doing as cool a job as a fireman. Like, those guys are freaking awesome, right? But what I'm saying is, you show up regardless of how you feel. So I'd be the parent. You feel like shit, kids still need to be fed. Kids still need to be looked after. Get your ass out of bed. You got to do it. Regardless, you know, so it's the same sort of thing. So I think you need something, some level of support, coach, trainer, or somebody that could work alongside you and help to keep you on track. And the fourth most important thing is, be realistic. Don't get blinded by nonsense. Don't be the person that feels comfortable about doing less work. Don't look for people who are going to pat you on the back and stroke your ego. Your ego will keep you broke for the rest of your life. It's not about feeling good in this game. It's about finding out what works and what doesn't. Feeling better about doing the wrong work not only leaves you delusional, but it will leave you stuck forever. And then you're left wondering why years down the line. Years of your life you will never get back. The most valuable thing on planet Earth, time, you will never get back because you chose to feel more positive about the action that you're not taking. Go out there and find somebody that can give you a plan. Go out there and find somebody that can help put you on track. Don't be one of these people that ends up stuck. Guys, this was Monday's motivation. Hope you enjoyed today's training. If you did, remember to follow and subscribe to this channel. Download the Podbean app and follow this channel. Like I said, go and join our event this Thursday. Click my link on Instagram or message me on Facebook for the link, and I'll be more than happy to send it over to you. And last but not least, take 2 seconds today to click the share button on this episode with your team, in your chats, the people on your pages. Let's help as many people as we can and inspire them to move forward. Have the most amazing day, guys. I'll catch you all very soon on the next episode. Bye-bye.